Ariadne. Each human being contains precisely one labyrinth, mostly consisting of a single long winding road with plenty of forks. This is their own perfect, private, personal, sacred curriculum. If they are granted the opportunity to follow it, at their own pace, in their own way, they will eventually become wise. This wondrous road must double as a library, and it can only contain humanity's noblest works of knowledge and wisdom. The man who created and rebuilt and mixed up and reformed the standardized education curricula are politicians, bureaucrats, and fake it until you make it artists with something but temporary to prove. Most had agendas, made trades, deals, promises. Some worked to compress one part while others added more garbage to the next. Unlike a road, there is no path that leads up the tree of knowledge here. The standardized curriculum is a patchwork of political fantasies. It shows a complete misunderstanding of the human condition and great emphasis on easy administration of tests that only an uneducated voter would see any value in. Our path of exploration is sacred. You are unique. You cannot be replaced. There are no actors that could pretend to be you. And you are a key to a higher understanding of the universe and human condition. No one can interrupt your quest for wisdom, and you should never suspend it or give up. That beautiful road of questions and answers, forks and diverging paths that leads you up to the very top of the tree of knowledge, to grow up and move mountains and become a great being. That beautiful road and mountains beyond hold the answers that the world needs in order to grow and heal and mature. Your life may seem ordinary, but it is not. The universe is always gasping for more brilliance. And when the roads are denied or not taken, it grows darker for it. Even your sadness makes the universe darker. The world needs you to grow. It needs our brilliance to become enlightened, wise, and a peaceful place for all. It just so happens that we have a tiny flaw. We accept authority and believe the culture we are born into. In a world where schools follow a curriculum that is a patchwork of political promises and lowest common denominator garbage meant to easily test progress, we fall into the rabbit hole. We become indoctrinated into the belief that education is not our own path, but a hodgepodge of trinkets that we must toil and moil to unpack to try to make some sense of. It is possible to follow your own path and then come back to school and come out with a perfect grade, but doing this also lends legitimacy to a very sick system that removes people's natural predisposition for beauty just to replace it with a mere impression of knowledge. Many will wholly reject the fact that schools are broken because it is all they know. Heartbreakingly, they will hold up a beautiful book by a beloved science popularizer and laugh at how it left out all the things that they have memorized in class. But knowledge is not about recalling all the facts, be it by memorization or some mnemonic or even practice. Knowledge is about synthesizing new observations, new ideas, new challenges, from magnificent conjecture to newly discovered brilliant theories, formulas, facts, and inventions. And not at some abstract point, post-graduation, which after all is a mere piece of paper, but the genesis of new ideas from the moment you finish reading your fifth book on a subject you like. The way you progress through your labyrinth of discovery and that path through the tree of knowledge is baby step at a time. Sometimes you'll discover something that will take you left, sometimes right, but you will always move upwards, always growing up. Your path must be a sequence of steps that makes sense to you, pleasant answers to your curiosities. Your path is deeply personal. It helps your mind grow strong and healthy. Standardized education is so mixed up that it is best memorized. But memorization can only be temporary. It is not helpful in idea synthesis. It is only helpful for actors and pretenders. Schools are a recent invention, and it was a lot worse before. But we need more, a clearer, more personalized, more honest, more loving schools that help to guide people towards wisdom and knowledge. To achieve that dream, we must take responsibility for our own education first. Only then will we know how to build the next generation of schools.